Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, it's Joe Theismann. He's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Here, boy. Come on. Come on. Come on. My dog's been talking to me, and I ain't wild about the conversation. He was originally contracted as a sweet but loyal mute. Now he's turned into a speechifying yakety-galoot. And I gotta tell you, folks, I don't know what it was I expected, but his choice of subjects is what really stinks. The way he talks about cats and squirrels, it sets your ears to ring. And don't you get him started on that spay and neuter thing. You know, you can only just hear so much about marking territory technique and such. Hey, quit looking at me, buddy. Anybody can see that my dog's been talking to me. Now, he don't like that dry dog food, no matter how clean his teeth it will make. Well, he would rather snack from a hefty sack and then brush with a fluoride paste. Sit. I said sit. What do you mean you got a lawyer? I said sit. Now if you're taking the time to examine your doggy's lips, you find the sides are floppy and serrated. And right up under his nose, why his lips they barely meet, and his tongue is way too big for proper enunciation in his speech. So consequently his F's and M's and P's and B's are less than perfect in their execution. And what's worse, they are accompanied by a string saliva breeze that anoints the conversation like a crystal clear pizza cheese. And when that dog is in my automobile, he's always messing with my radio station. And if he leaves that seat moved up again, I'm taking away his keys, because my dog's been talking to me. Oh yeah, I said my dog's been talking to me. Uh-huh, I said my doggy has been talking to me. Bow wow.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a special guest.
We do indeed. Oh, there he is on the big screen.
There he is.
It's Joe Theismann, I think in a hotel room. I'm not sure.
Very good guess.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
That guess. Or you have lovely matching lamps in your bedroom.
Yes. You've gone with hotel
chic.
It's the
only thing that would be matching, believe me.
Yeah.
Wow. Chick and I disagree about something, Joe.
Go ahead. I apologize for having to ask you this question, Joe. Go ahead, Tom.
Playing in the snow like that in Denver, I don't get it. I mean, it would be like in a bowling tournament, they throw oil on the alleys.
Tom wants everything to be indoors, and he doesn't think it's fair from a competition standpoint to be out of doors.
Okay. Your thoughts?
The only thing is the weather actually came down on both teams. I mean, if you were to say that, okay, Denver gets to play outside and New England gets to play inside. So you play half the game one place, half the play game the other place.
That's right.
It makes no sense. The elements are the same for everybody. It's a question of how you handle them.
Yeah, it's just
The game slows down. When the weather gets like that, the game does slow down a bit. And the footing becomes a very, very important part of it. You know, we saw Drake May slip once. We saw the running back slip once. Overall, I was shocked at how well everybody had their footing through the second half of that football game. Yeah.
And you play all season, Tom, to have home field advantage.
I know.
That's part of being a champion.
Okay. Well, I guess the big question, though, in the NFL right now is, hey, what do you have to do to keep your job if you're a coach?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the carousel called coaching. I mean, you look and a couple of guys in particular, you look at John Harbaugh after all that he's done in Baltimore, Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, 19 years. Sometimes you just reach a point where maybe you want to change the scenery or possibly ownership wants to change the scenery. And then you do something like they're doing in Cleveland where they're sending out resumes and asking coaches to write essays, which boggles my mind. I got to be perfectly honest with you. It'll be very interesting to see who winds up with the Cleveland Brown job. Of all the hirings that are out there, this is the first time I've ever seen any kind of a search that has this attached to it. So it'll be interesting to see who has the best essay.
Well, that's the first we're hearing about that,
yeah,
right,
what's
Tom?
The essay
did you know
on?
That?
I understand.
Wow.
It was my understanding that they were, you know, asking coaches to write essays, and they were doing a lot of analytics regarding the search for a head coach.
Wow.
And analytics are fine in certain situations. Football's still a game of instincts.
Right.
It's a game of personalities. It's a game of being able to sit down with somebody and really get a sense of who they are, what they are, and the direction they want to go in. So, like I say, Cleveland's had its share of issues. And now all of a sudden it's a football team that still is searching again.
Maybe
a head coach and hope, you know, with Shador, maybe a quarterback they found.
Yeah.
One of the guys will probably submit an essay written by AI.
Yeah. What I was thinking.
The new coach, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You're right.
Hey Joe, how did you feel about, the Broncos yesterday not going for the field goal and trying to go for it on fourth down and obviously stopped. And then Sean Payton did make the comment after the game. I realized how important those 3 points could have been in the game. I mean, that football's definitely changed since you played. Yeah.
Yeah, Chick, it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
It started a few years back. Everybody thinks they want to go for it on fourth down. You used to think to yourself, fourth and a half a yard, fourth and a yard. Okay, we'll go for it.
Right.
Depending upon where we are on the field.
Exactly.
Depending upon how well your defense is playing.
Right.
Depending upon how well the other offense is playing. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. But I think Sean, and I listened to him a little bit this morning, I think he felt like points are a premium. Whether it's 3 or 7, doesn't matter. 6 if you missed the extra point,
right,
which guys are doing now. But I really feel like this will give coaches a pause when it comes to fourth downs and not taking points. In a game like that, when you got the best defense in football, you're at home, you want to get points on the board. Make New England chase you.
Mm-hmm.
Make them find a way to put their points on the board and put your faith in your defense. And I think, Sean, you know, and especially with a backup quarterback.
Yes.
You're asking Jared Stidham to do something that he's never done, hasn't done in 2 years, hasn't really done probably in his career. So I think all those things were factors, but in the heat of the game, you make a decision. You believe in your football team. You believe in the call, and that's what Sean did.
Yep.
Joe, what's the worst weather you've ever played in? Do you have any particular memories of a dreadful outing because of horrible weather?
Two of them, as a matter of fact. One was in Tampa. I believe like maybe 1970, 82, maybe 83, something like that. It was a torrential downpour. It rained so hard that the water was cascading down the steps in the stadium like a waterfall.
Yep.
And oddly enough, the field drained great, but it was horrible to be able to deal with for a half of football. And then early on in my career, we played the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, the last game of the season, and it was -5 degrees.
Oh.
And there's nowhere to hide from it. You're afraid to go sit in front of the heaters too long because then you get too comfortable. You're afraid not to go over there because you have to thaw out. And they give you pouches, they give you hand warmers, but and you don't want to keep on moving. You have to sit down at some point. But those were two conditions that I played in that were polar opposites, but yet really makes a difference in the game. Weather does impact the game. I doubt very seriously if the Super Bowl is going to be impacted at all by weather, no matter what happens. I mean, these two teams are built for outsides. Seattle's an outside team. New England is an outside team. Right. They'll handle conditions just like they normally would.
Now, do you have an early feel for how you think this is going to go?
Seattle's defense is going to put a lot of pressure on Drake May. We forget how young Drake is. I mean, he's in his second year, really his full year of really understanding and bringing this team to the level they're at. I'm looking at this football game right now. I think the way Sam Darnold is playing, I don't know if anybody can beat him. With the weapons that he has around him, the way he's playing, congratulations to him on the journey that he has been on.
Oh, my goodness, I mean, the journey.
You don't have to go back very far to listen to the Jets' comments about him. And then, you know, you go to Carolina, then you go to San Francisco, and he fits into that journeyman category. But yet he has really found a Minnesota, where I think he got some great training. Got some great training in San Francisco. Got some great training in Minneapolis. And now all of a sudden you see the fruits of his labor and the perseverance that he showed wind up with an incredible performance yesterday in the game.
And Joe, let's look ahead to next season. How about
we've been saying that way too often.
I know it. But boy, the NFC Championship game for us, it was just last year.
I know.
Injuries and I don't know. What is there anything to look forward to? I mean.
Yeah, well, we'll get people back. I think there are areas that they're going to have to add people.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Ertz going down, he was sort of towards at the end. What is Bobby Wagner going to do?
Right.
What's Von Miller going to do? Players that are older. You're going to need corners. You're going to need, you know, always can use offensive linemen. I thought our offensive line actually performed, admirably this year. Jaden's health is always, you're curious how well he'll come back. What's he going to look like when he comes back?
Mm-hmm.
That's always a question when somebody gets hurt. Now that Terry's in, I mean, we had so many guys in and out through the course of the year. There was no consistency, no continuity. And you saw the results. I mean, quarterback after quarter, every other week there was a different quarterback.
Right.
And you just can't win in the NFL if you're shuffling a deck all the time at the quarterback position.
That's true. And we were just witness to the Indiana football team winning the national championship. And
wasn't
you were
that great?
Yeah, you were talking about something about having a team. And I think Indiana, this NIL thing, it's fine to bring in whoever for however many dollars. But if you don't have an actual team, more than any other sport, I think, football really is a team sport. Yeah.
Yeah. Coach Cignetti did an incredible job putting together his football team. And each year, now the college coaches have to figure out a way to be able to pay people enough money to bring them in. I mean, college football's landscape has changed tremendously. The colleges have their general managers. They have their player personnel organization, a part of it. I mean, really, college football has become professional football. And the difference is you don't have one owner paying for people and you don't have a salary cap. So you have everybody going out and buying everybody and anybody they think will do well.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder sometimes when you go out and pay all this money to all these guys and you don't accomplish what you want. Do you keep pouring money in, or do you try and build some sense of continuity? The NCAA, which really has no power anymore anyway, mm-hmm. but if they are a legislative body for college sports, they have to figure out a way to keep coaches and keep players at least in place for a year or two.
Right.
You don't want to limit people's ability to be able to work because then, the question's raised, well, I have the right to go find a job. Okay, fine. But they have to put something in place that allows some continuity in college football, or it's buy one here, buy one there, and good luck to you.
Yeah. Now, Joe, I thought it wouldn't be one of our famous dumb interviews with you unless I asked a stupid question.
Uh-huh.
This just proves to me how wrong the internet can be. We found a survey of the number one food served at Super Bowl parties.
Oh.
If you get this answer, I'm going to send you $5 in cash. What do you think the number one food served at Super Bowl parties is, according to the...
According to this survey that
this
we
survey
found.
That we
according
found.
To the survey of five people. That's probably how many people
could
took
be.
The survey, okay? I would probably go with chicken wings.
An excellent guess.
That's an excellent guess.
I would, too.
Fair.
However, the answer was baked potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the baked potato
bar. I've seen a lot of those at Super Bowl parties.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The first thing I do when I walk in and say, listen, if you don't have baked potatoes, I'm leaving.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
Now, Joe Theismann, will you attend a Super Bowl party this year?
I'm going to be at the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're going to be there.
I'll be at a lot of parties. I'll be at concerts.
All right.
I'll be at a lot of things.
Would you mind taking a little notebook and writing down each time you get a potato?
When I go to a Super Bowl party, the first question that's coming to my mind is, what are you serving? Not who's there, not why am I there, but what are you serving? Mm-hmm. And I'm really, you know what, I'm going to be looking for baked potatoes. If I don't see a baked potato at a Super Bowl party, I'm going to say that survey is very off.
It just kind of proves you can't believe everything you read in the internet. Yeah, we came upon it last year that we found it again this year. I think the Idaho people must be slipping this in. It's just simply not true.
Well,
Joe, always a great pleasure. Have fun at the Super Bowl, of course.
Yes.
Do you have any official duties there? Any speaking things you're doing?
Or anything you can do for Washington?
I've got appearances to do. I'm going to be introducing some of the people. I think Sting is in concert. The Killers are in concert. I'm going to be, you know, involved in that a little bit. So I'm looking forward. It's a busy weekend. It's a busy 4 or 5 days, and I really want to say, everybody, please be safe. You're listening, please, and watching, please be safe with all this weather. Don't try and be a hero. If you're going to shovel for 10 minutes, take your time. We don't want anybody to get hurt. Be careful on the roads and just be safe.
Okay. A good thought.
And, thanks,
and,
Joe.
And my, I would recommend Joe. For dinner, possibly a baked potato. Thank you, Joe.
Maybe something else. Maybe wings and a baked potato.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. See, this is why the man
Fair
is
enough.
Number one.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Joe Theismann.
Thanks,
always
guys.
A great
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.